Made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years in the heart of downtown Chico at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 530-893-4923 and by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information is by calling 530-898-9525. And thanks for listening to KZFR, your community radio station, 90.1 FM. And thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. I'm going to interview Fran Kinkle, and she is with the Chico Food Project here in Chico, and she's involved in a project in the project called the Blue Bag. So we'll talk a little bit about both of those things. Hello, Fran.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm glad to talk to you. So how long has the Chico Food Project been in existence?
The Chico Food Project actually started in 2011 when there was an article in the paper about a simple gesture, the food program that was up in Paradise. And I called to volunteer for that project, but I wanted to do the food pickup in Chico. And the man that was running it said, oh, we don't have that program in Chico, but if anyone else calls, would you be interested in starting it? So I just kind of laughed and said, sure. And then lo and behold, two other ladies, Wendy Smith and Elaine Carmen, called him too. We got together and we started the Chico Food Project here in Chico.
In 2011, so it's been going for a while.
11 years.
Uh-huh. So I see that you are, you're connected with
North Valley Community Foundation. Because we were a nonprofit, we had to get a 501c3.
Yes.
And we were pretty ignorant about how to do that. So the first person that we contacted was Alexa at North Valley Community Foundation.
Okay.
And we thought that maybe we could do that just through their 501c3. But it turned out at that time, they weren't doing that. So we had to go online and try to figure out how to do that. And luckily, we had some help, but we ended up becoming a 501c3. That actually took a year. So I think we all got together in 2010, but by the time we got our 501c3, it was October of 2011.
Gotcha.
So it was pretty kind of grassroots the way it started. We were not computer savvy or anything like that. Learning by the seat of our pants, and it worked. We did it.
And so was so that got going. What was your first project that you were working on?
Our first project was to get some money to buy the blue bags. And this was happening also in 2010, early 2011, because we needed kind of a lot of startup money. And so we started talking to different organizations like the Chico Breakfast Lions and Discovery Shop and Soroptimus. And they made donations to help us buy the blue bags and get the blue bag project started. And that helped a lot. Once we ordered those I think we got about 1,000 blue bags, and we had to get our brochures printed up and figure out how it would work. And once we got organized like that, we had to get drivers. We had to get people to volunteer to be drivers. So the way we did that was we started handing out our brochures to everyone, and there were cards on the brochures that people could sign up and check if they'd like to be a driver. So we probably started with about 400, maybe a little less than that, 200 our first pickup, and it was starting to build up. We were putting everything in the computer, trying to, we found a mapper to help us. That was just a godsend because there was no way we knew how to do mapping. And so once we got that all in place and we got some drivers for the routes, we were ready. We handed out some blue bags and did our first pickup.
So good. Let's back up, because the Blue Bag Project, what is that?
The Blue Bag Project is actually a food collection program. We went and talked to there weren't a lot of food giveaway programs in Chico at that time, or food distributors. And we went to the North Valley Catholic Social Service, the Chico Food Lockers, what's commonly known as, and their shelves were pretty bare. And we said, you know, we want to start this food collection program, but we are not equipped to distribute the food. We want to give you the food to distribute. But the only thing is, we do that on we're going to be doing it on Saturdays. Oh, we're not open on Saturdays, they said. So after a little give and take about that, they decided, yeah, they would get a skeleton crew in there on Saturday. And it was a match made in heaven, because we started giving them a couple thousand pounds of food in the beginning. And it was enough for them to, you know, get more food on their shelves. Things were pretty sparse for them at that time. They were buying a lot of food themselves. And so our main goal was to get food into the hands of needy at-risk families, or just families that needed food. And we tried to work through the schools for a while to see if maybe we could have a free food table. That was just because of our backgrounds. Wendy was an ex-teacher. I'm an ex-social worker. We just wanted families kind of to have that little boost. And I think that's kind of still our philosophy today. We want to make sure that food is getting into the hands of people that just really need it, that may not be able to pay their PG&E bill or something, or they may pay their PG&E bill in lieu of buying more extra groceries. So that's always been kind of our goal, and it's just grown over the years. It's pretty amazing the way it works.
So someone signs up and you give them a blue bag?
We give them a blue bag. We put them in our mapping computer, and there's 6 times a year, the second Saturday of all the even months, we pick up. So it's just, like I said, 6 times a year, they fill the blue bag and with non-perishables. On the morning of the pickup, we do our pickups between 10 and 12 noon. The morning of the pickup, they put their filled blue bag by their front door. We have a volunteer driver that is given a map, goes to his route, picks up the blue bags, leaves an empty one for next time. So it's very easy for someone who'd like to donate food. It just couldn't be easier.
And how big is the bag?
The bag is like 10 by 13.
Like a grocery bag?
Yeah, it's like a tote bag. We've ordered tote bags with the Chico Food Project written on it. Our phone number, ways to sign, you know, our Facebook page and stuff like that. That's kind of become our symbol, the Chico Blue Bags. People are kind of familiar with the blue bags now, and it has become our symbol. Different people have stepped up to have drives to get people to sign up. And right now they're having one at Chico Sports Club. If you bring in food for the Chico Food Project, you get a free enrollment for this month.
Wow.
So the community has been wonderful with their support of us and signups. Right now we have over 1,000 people putting out their blue bags. And next Saturday, August 13th, will be our next pickup.
And so in 2 hours, you can pick it all up?
Well, we have 40 drivers. We have 42 routes, and we have like over 100 drivers. So in 2 hours, they usually do their route, and it's very heartwarming because the drivers have really gotten attached to their own routes and they get to know the people. And so, you know, they've kind of made friends with them. And they're when they see that car pull up, people, if they forget to put out their blue bag, which happens sometimes, they run out and give it to the driver and get their empty ones. So that's just been wonderful. The community support has just been wonderful.
It's such a good idea. And then do people, with that in mind, when they go shopping, they think of something they could put in the blue bag?
Right. And on the blue bag, there is a little tag that says needed items. And that changes occasionally. We'll send out a little email if the food locker is asking for something special. But you can always just look on the tag on the blue bag, and it has the dates we're going to be coming for the whole year. And it has the needed items. And it's pretty much peanut butter, jelly, oatmeal, cereal, you know, all the things that a standard a household would need.
Right. And things that are easy and, like you said, non-perishable, you can have them
right
easily.
Right.
Because you need to plan ahead. So, you know, I was looking. So the 13th of August is a pickup. And then the next one is October 8th. So,
right.
Yeah. It's
right.
Every other month. The second Saturday?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But the best way to, if people sign up, we're encouraging them to put that on their personal computer, personal calendar, because it's easy to forget to put out your blue bag. You might have it all filled right inside your door. That happens a lot. People just forget to put it out that day.
Sure. I can understand. It's like kind of like garbage pickup. You got to really remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what a good idea. And then that's it all goes to the food locker?
No, it doesn't. Each driver brings back their haul of food to the back parking lot of the Episcopal Church. St. John's Episcopal has been really nice to just loan us their back parking lot. We get set up there that morning, and each driver shows up there, and there everyone that needs food and that will distribute the food is there. We have volunteers that help unload the food from the driver's cars and into the different food banks or food distributors that want to give out the food. And that includes CHAT, Vectors for Veterans, Shalom Free Clinic, Hungry Wildcats sometimes, St. Vincent de Paul, sometimes Butte College Roadrunners. So pretty much whoever needs food and contacts us, we just say, you know what, bring your cars, open your trunk, and we'll fill you up.
Wow.
So they'll take the food, and usually we get between 14 to 16,000 pounds of food. That's kind of a guesstimate, because the only people that really weigh how many bags are coming in, and so we can kind of get an average, is the Chico Food Locker. So we just kind of go from there and kind of guess. But on a real good pickup, everyone's trunk is full. Pretty much whoever wants food leaves with a trunk full.
With something.
Yeah.
So we've got one coming up in August. And so someone can sign up, of course, online, which is at thechicofoodproject.org.
Right. Or go on our Facebook page. It's a great way to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be able to be picked up this time, the August 13th pickup, but definitely October.
Okay. So once you sign up, then there's a conversation and you get the blue bag.
Right.
And, get your dates marked.
And get into the computer, which is very important. And then the mapper puts you on the right route.
Sure.
So there's kind of a lot of background work involved, just making sure everyone gets in the right area and that the drivers don't get too frustrated going around and around the block. So that's kind of a big component of the job. We could not do it without the drivers for sure and our mappers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just, we'd have to stop without them. We just love them.
Well, I talked to another organization, the 530 Food Project, and the same thing, organizing it on the computer and getting it together was such a huge part of it.
It had to have that part.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Fran Kinkle from the Blue Bags Project, and chicofoodproject.org. And you're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. This is North State Give and Take, and my name is Bobby Tryon. Back to our pre-recorded interview with Fran Kinkle from the Blue Bag Project with the ChicoFoodProject.org.
And so volunteers to help with the driving and any other thing you need. And do you need volunteers for that as well?
We've had great response for volunteers. We're a lot of times people sign up and they sign up to be a driver also. And we kind of have a little wait period to become a driver. Because as I said before, the drivers get kind of attached to their routes. And we have some drivers who have been with us since the beginning. And we have some backup drivers. If the driver goes on vacation, then we have people that want to just do it, you know, during vacation time. It's not hard to do, but it's a commitment. And we kind of just say to the drivers, it's kind of not a one-shot deal. We want you to sign up, and if you like it, we want you to keep doing it.
Sure.
And so,
just a plain car is enough?
Just plain car, and you need to have kind of a buddy. I call them buddy navigators, you know, we attach a map with our list of people. And so you kind of need a helper to either jump out of the car and run and get, you know, leave the empty thing and just kind of navigate where you're going so a person can drive and kind of do that and have the other person do the actual bag pickup.
Yeah, and I can see how if you got a route and you knew it, it would certainly be easier every time.
Yeah, and there's additions. You know, if you sign up for the Chico Food Project and say this happens all the time during the summer, we send out a little reminder 2 weeks before and said, you know, we're coming and our on the pickup, please let us know if you're not going to be available. So we'll get maybe 50, 60 people that said, oh, I'm out of town that weekend. And then we just text back, oh, okay, thanks for letting us know. And then they'll get crossed off the map before the maps are printed. So that is another big component. Just, you know, to save the driver's time and the price of gas, we really stress to people, like, please let us know if you're not going to be there. And people are great about doing that.
Okay. And is that something that you do, and a core of women watch those messages coming in? And
Yeah. Luckily, we have a really good core group of women that just kind of watch that mail. And especially as it gets closer and closer to the pickups, they notify the drivers if someone's not going to be there or if someone's going to have 10 bags. And that's happened before. You know, people will put out 10 bags at Christmas time, especially people will always put out extra brown bags of food. And for the drivers, we always say, well, leave a blue bag for every blue bag you pick up. But sometimes the drivers run out of blue bags. So it's just like amazing. It's a miracle of the fifth loaves and fishes. You know, it just is like these bags come in and they're so heavy. We have some volunteers, National Charity League mothers and daughters, who unload the bags from the trunk. And those poor girls, some of these bags, I swear, weigh about 40 pounds when canned goods are heavy. So they get a good workout during those 2 hours.
I'll bet they do. Yeah.
And the beauty of it is after everything is dropped off and loaded up, we just fold up our tables and that's it for 2 more months. It's just to the point now where it kind of runs like clockwork. And I'm just so thankful to all the volunteers and the helpers and the guys who help set up the tables and the signs and everything. That
over the years, you've really gotten something smooth machine. Yeah.
We really have. I just want to thank some of my other partners in this is Peggy Malner, Connie Brennan, Susan DeSaint, and Patty McDevitt. Those are the four people especially that are just there getting everything going right before with me. So I'm not by myself at all.
Yeah, and it's nice that it actually is only every other month.
It really is. And it's nice that people have the option of not participating, and it's no big deal if you can't participate that month. We just say, okay, see you next time. And that is also with the drivers. We realize people have lives and they can't always be there.
Sure.
And so we have backup drivers. And
so as the places that need the food, do you go out and find them? Do they find you?
If we hear about a place that's opening and giving out food, I will call them and see if they can come and use our food. But usually they'll contact us if they'll say, oh, I heard you're giving out food. Can we come, you know? Or especially sometimes churches are giving out food at Christmas time. And so sometimes they'll come and get a food. Magalia Resource Center was an example of after the fire. They really needed food. We really wanted to help them and get the food.
Can they can someone just show up on that day?
People can't just show up, but they certainly can call our number and we'll talk and we'll be glad to, you know, pretty much we don't turn away anybody.
Yeah. And what is that number, Fran?
It is 530-230-7232.
Chico has got some pretty neat things about picking up food and taking it places that are needed. Pretty remarkable, really.
I think so, too. I think that people have gotten organized, especially after Paradise, and there's more and more of that. And people are just so generous about giving that it's gratifying.
It is. Well, it must feel so good to make a project that works.
It does. It does. And we were just kind of deer in the park. You know, we didn't really think that.
Yeah.
We didn't think it would get as big as it has. Uh-huh. And we didn't think we'd collect as much food as we'd collect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, people like to be able to give, and this is an easy way to do it.
Right. That's what most people say. It really couldn't be easier, Bobby. It's just, you know, to leave a bag of food on your doorstep and then do it 2 months later.
Right. And just think a little bit about it ahead of time. And I mean, a lot of times cupboards just fill up with stuff. It's a good way for people to actually move some of the things they had.
Exactly. And as long as it's not expired, we encourage people to do that.
Yeah, right. So you do look at expirations. That's one of the things.
The Chico Food Locker definitely checks all food to make sure that it's not expired. And they give out food. They have like a travel bag for homeless people or people on bikes. You know, they pretty much don't turn anyone away there. And recently we've started working with South Chico Community Action Team or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And they're just getting started and they're giving out food in the Chapman, South Chico area.
Uh-huh.
And so we're hoping to really build up more contact with them where we can give them food also.
Okay.
So they're one example of, we heard about them and reached out to them like, hey, this is what we're doing and we'd love to help you out.
Yeah, neat. Well, I hope people hear and want to get involved with us. Sounds like you've got a lot of people involved, but you never can do too much.
We always love to have new donors. And so if they'd like a bag,
yep,
they can call that number or just go on our Facebook page and sign up right there and we'll get them started.
You know, and I'm going to say that number again. It's 530-230-7232.
Right.
And Facebook, but if you're not a Facebook person, you can also go to ChicoFoodProject.org.
Or you can also, there's one other one that we've been using more too, and that's Blue Bags.
Okay.
At ChicoFoodProject.org.
Blue Bag at ChicoFoodProject.org. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Another good way to get a hold of us.
Okay. Well, great. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I had a friend who told me about you. She was putting out her blue bag.
And, oh.
Yeah. Hillary, my friend Hillary. And she said, you ought to talk to these guys. I said, that's a good idea.
Usually, but that's how people hear, they see somebody that's putting out a blue bag and they go, I want to do that too.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, that's me.
And it's just so cute when we get these sign up cards. Sometimes people write on the note, on the bottom part, this is so awesome, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're just so enthusiastic. And, you know, thanks to all our donors and everybody that's helped make us successful.
And again, the ease of it is probably what keeps it going.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just not complicated. I mean, like you said, you've got your mappers and your drivers, and they probably have the hardest part of it. But even still,
it's easy. Yeah. It's for us, if you're a volunteer, it's really just for a short time. You know, just every two months. It's not a big volunteer commitment either. So
you feel good about it. Yes, I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy that I know more about it. Well, Fran, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And that was an interview with Fran Kinkle from the Blue Bag Project and ChicoFoodProject.org. You can email them at bluebags@ChicoFoodProject.org. You can call them at 530-230-7232. But better yet, you can see them on Facebook or at the website ChicoFoodProject.org to sign up and get your blue bag. So you've been listening to North State Give and Take. And if you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, I would love to have you. The show airs Tuesday at 6 and Thursday at 5, and I interview nonprofits all around the North State, Yuba City, Marysville, anywhere that you can hear me, I would love to have you on the air. And I interview nonprofits and people doing interesting things here. So if you feel like you're one of those people, please give me a call or text me at 530-520-1593. And thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. Thanks for listening to KZFR. And stay cool out there.
State Give and Take is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years in the heart of downtown Chico at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. That was North State Give and Take, and Radioactive is coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Yeah.